In 2015 and 2016, the neonatal unit at the Countess of Chester Hospital in England experienced a shocking surge in infant mortality rates.
As authorities worked to uncover the cause of the tragedy, nurse Lucy Letby came under suspicion. Arrested three times over a period of 2 years, Letby now stands trial, accused of 8 murders and 10 attempted murders of babies under her care.
With allegations ranging from injecting air into babies' veins to using insulin to end their lives, the case has captivated the nation and sparked a fierce debate over medical malpractice and the duty of care owed to vulnerable patients.
Hear the full story on our new podcast, Nurse of Death, available wherever you get podcasts.
Search and press subscribe so you don't miss any of the chilling details in this shocking story. Search Nurse of Death right now and press subscribe where you get podcasts.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
We are taking your phone calls on this segment. Your thoughts, your theories on the cases that we have been discussing on the program. We always love to hear your voice. If you want to weigh in for a future segment like this, you can call us 24/7, 888-5-KILLER. That's 888-554-5537 to have your thoughts on the air. Tony and Carol with you. Let's go to this one. Some thoughts on the Murdaugh murders.
Hi, my name's Tracy. I'm calling from the St. Louis area. I have listened to the Murdaugh cases, and just the verbiage that he uses, I feel like he is indicating that he was actually there without saying that he was actually there. But I feel like someone else killed them that made him watch, because maybe he possibly owed them money, or what they are blackmailing him for some reason. But I feel like he was actually there, but did not commit the crimes himself, but was made to watch because of actions that he has done in the past, if that makes sense. Like, I feel like maybe he owed someone money and they killed them because of what he has done in the past. Maybe not. Maybe he is crazy. Well, I do know, I feel like he is definitely a narcissist. He's not a very smart man. I guess he's smart because he's an attorney and he's been successful his whole life. And he has stolen a lot of money and he got away with it for a while. But I feel like he did not actually do the murders himself. Hope you guys have a great day. Let me know what you think. Thanks. Bye.
Yeah, he's certainly successful at being a manipulative criminal. The rest of his intelligence, you know, I think is up for debate. But I kind of agree. And I don't know. I mean, the verbiage, she's right. It's been interesting. Whether he said, I did him wrong or they did him so wrong. There's been a couple places where he said, I would never intentionally hurt Pawpaw or Mags when he was being all folksy. It wouldn't surprise me if there is a force much larger than SLED, much larger than the local police force that came in. Alec maybe stole some money from them. Alec did them wrong in some way, shape, or form. And then for that, they came in and did Alec wrong and made an example out of killing his wife and son in front of him. But like I said, also stating, if you say anything to anyone about what we're doing, we will kill the rest of your extended family. And maybe Alec is going down with the ship in that way, shape, or form. I don't know. Could be completely off. But knowing his dealings, knowing his ways of manipulating things and his ways of A plus B equals C, and what he views as the right thing to do isn't always the right thing to do. So I don't know. I don't think she's that far off on that being a possibility. I'm surprised that they didn't try and bring more of that up in court as a defense for Alec, unless they purposely did not, because Alec didn't want them to.
That's something I have never even considered.
No,
has not even crossed my mind. So I don't know how I feel about that, but I do think there are a lot of people angry with him, but I think a lot of this came out after. So, but there could be people absolutely that knew stuff that was going down. They were mad about money he stole or, you know, the boat accident.
Sure.
But because there was a lot of things going on around Alec Murdoch and his family, but I don't know, because it seems to me the reason they died actually kind of helped Alec Murdoch at that time, because he was in the middle of, they're looking at finances into this boat accident and they're following money trails and they're getting close to him. And so by that happening was a very convenient time for him, because then he was able to get a lot of sympathy and people kind of backed off a little bit. And I think by murdering the two of them, in his head, he was getting rid of the problem by, you know, maybe the whole boat accident investigation would go away if his son was no longer here.
Well, if you eliminate the person that's going to be standing trial, that does kind of go away.
And then the wife was looking at, you know, she, I think, might have been, kind of sounds like, looking into divorce and looking into the family finances.
Mm-hmm.
That's a reason for her to go.
And if she's the one who has significant assets and he doesn't, and he needs those assets to keep himself afloat from all the people that he's been stealing from to rob from Peter to pay Paul, the only way to get that money, if she's ready to leave, would be eliminate her, get the control of the estate. So yeah, there's obviously, you know, he's been found guilty of murdering his wife and son himself, but it is an interesting piece of speculation.
Yeah, I had never even thought of that.
That I'm surprised, honestly. I mean, it was touched on so briefly, but it didn't go any further. And I think it actually could have put some reasonable doubt into the juror's mind had they gone down that sort of a road. It would also, I mean, Alec could admit, I mean, even if it's not true, it could have been a story. It really could have been a story that he made up and was able to get maybe some grounds on where a reasonable doubt would have gone to the minds of the jurors. I don't know. It's bizarre, but I'm glad I'm not the only one that has been thinking that for a little bit, but it's just pure speculation.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
You want to weigh in with your opinions on any of the cases that we are following for you? You can do it. We got a phone number. It's 888-5-KILLER, 888-554-5537 to weigh in and give your thoughts. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. You don't miss any of the cases and discussions that we have for you right here every single day. Get an ad-free experience through Apple Podcasts right now as well when you subscribe to our premium membership. Right there, you'll get access to all of the stories we're following, each individual channel, all ad-free. So do check that out. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.